Yeah. DJ Shagru showing up early. And covering two bases with this song. Because it's a fly jam, and Fly Jams Friday is coming up. And also, we're going to be talking about superstitions. Nice job, Dan. Way to make this a professional radio show. It is Friday the 13th. And I don't know if people are, you know, spooked out by that or whatever. If you have that trixodectophobia that we were talking about earlier, it's the fear of 13. I know that Jason Voorhees is happy today because he can go out and kill teenagers with machetes. Or pipes, as the case. The reason why that's, I've mentioned earlier, my favorite murder in any of the Friday the 13th movies is Friday the 13th, Jason takes Manhattan. And as I mentioned earlier, he doesn't get to Manhattan until the last 10 minutes. And the rest of the movie takes place on a boat. So it would have been less, you know, a less enticing title to call it Jason on a boat. That would have been like, oh, I got to see that. Jason's going to be on a boat? But the reason that I mentioned earlier that he grabs some guy's head and smashes it through a giant pipe, like a big heat duct pipe, smashes it right through there. And the reason why it's our favorite, I went to see that movie with my friend Scott Oaken, who busted three chairs at a Bryan Adams Hooters concert. And as he grabbed the guy's head, because at this point in the movie, because the movie's terrible. I mean, it's Jason Takes Manhattan, obviously. It's a piece of crap. So we were just kind of like doing Mystery Science Theater to it. You know, we were kind of just like making comments and stuff. So right as Jason grabbed the guy by the back of the head, I lean over to Scott and I go, hey, do you like pipes? Boom! And his head goes right through the pipe. And that was it. That was it. We just lost it. We were laughing our heads off because my timing was perfect. And I just said, hey, do you like pipes? And bang, he goes right through the pipe. And that became like a catchphrase for us. We would constantly ask each other if we liked pipes. It was like a code. It was like a code thing. Say, hey, do you like pipes? And we'd start laughing and people would be like, what's the matter with you? Nothing. You weren't there. It was just, you know. So there's actually another story to that. Let me quickly tell this story. We used to go to Beatle Fest all the time, which is now called Fest for Beatles fans. We used to go to Beatle Fest every year, like 15 years in a row we went. So the year that Jason Takes Manhattan came out, we went to Beatle Fest. And they would always show the last thing that they did on Sunday night in the ballroom was they would screen Magical Mystery Tour. Okay? And Magical Mystery Tour, it is ridiculous. If you've never seen Magical Mystery, Esmeralda, have you seen? I know you're a Beatles fan. Have you seen Magical Mystery Tour?
You know, I haven't.
It's ridiculous.
I haven't gotten a chance.
It's horrible. I mean, the music obviously is magnificent and it's awesome, but the thing makes no sense. It's just insane. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So there's a song on the soundtrack to Magical Mystery Tour called "Flying." And it goes da na 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 na. You know the song I'm talking about? Yeah, probably.
I don't know, I'm not sure.
It's an instrumental. It's called.
Okay.
It just goes da na 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 na. Maybe Dan, can you find it? Maybe. Oh, it's probably not even available on the intranets. But anyway, so there's a part in the movie because the movie's all psychedelic and weird, and it's just. You know, they clearly were like, yeah, listen, let's drop a bunch of acid and make a movie. And it's going to be alternately weird and alternately annoying. And it won't make a lick of sense. None of it will. So there's a part where the flying plays and there's like weird images and stuff. And then they just play the instrumental. Na, 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 na. So Scott and I are sitting in it, and we would all, like the whole group of us, like, because there'd be like 15, 20 of us who would go to Beatle Fest. So we're all sitting in like one section of the room, of the ballroom, and they're screening it on the screen. And the flying part comes on. So Scott and I start, now granted, this is Sunday night, 3 days of Beatle Fest, and this was when I was a drinking man. So we'd had, you know, some cocktails, and we'd had like a cooler full of beer on the floor, you know, in the theater or in the ballroom while we were watching the movie. So we've had a few, and it's a ridiculous movie. So we start singing to the theme of flying. we start going, do you like pipes? So we start singing, do you like pipes? And
all right, let me know if this is it.
There. That's it. So you hear that part right there? So we would go, do you like pipes? Do you like pipes? And then we would go, pipes, pipes. Do you like pipes? Okay, so that's what we did. And we're doing this really loud. And people in the theater, or people in the ballroom are like, what is going on? So we did so, and of course we thought it was hysterical, and all of our friends started singing along. So there's like 20 people going, "Do you like pipes?" in the middle of flying during Magical Mystery Tour at Beetlefest. Okay, so now I hand to God, the next year we go back, and I want to say that was 89. So 90, we go back to the screening. And we're watching it. Flying comes on. We start going, "Do you like pipes?" Suddenly, the entire audience starts singing, "Do you like pipes?" So it became, you know, the next year we come back, we don't have to initiate it. People start going, "Do you like pipes?" And so, and this went on. And so we started this weird, like, tradition of people singing, "Do you like pipes?" during the portion where Flying is playing in Magical Mystery Tour. And so, you know, we would ask people, we would purposely go up to people and go, "Why are you singing Do You Like Pipes?" And they're like, "Oh, it's an old tradition. You're supposed to sing that when you see the movie." And you're like, "Oh, really? Really?" And Scott and I would walk away and laugh our asses off because it all started from us watching this stupid Friday the 13th movie and me saying, "Do you like pipes?" as a guy's head gets shoved into a pipe. So then it became like, "Do You Like Pipes?" became Flying. And everybody started singing, "Do you like pipes?" Everybody in the theater.
You're an innovator.
Oh yeah, I don't know what I mean. We were drunk, and we just started singing, "Do you like pipes?" And then suddenly everybody starts singing, "Do you like pipes?" because they think you're supposed to. You think, "Oh wait a minute, this must be a Beatle thing that I don't know about." You know what I mean? Because there are weird Beatle traditions and things that you're supposed to do or say. And so, oh, this must be something that all the Beatles fans know about. All right. There's probably some reason. There's some reason for this. Maybe they just smoked pipes during this part of the production. They all, and maybe John was trying to get Paul to smoke a pipe and asked him if he liked pipes. That's probably what it is, when in fact it comes from two idiots going to see a Friday the 13th movie. So that's the origin of that ridiculousness. Now, all right, well, we have to take a break now. All right, when we come back to counterbalance the bad luck of Friday the 13th, I have some good luck superstitions from around the world. All right, maybe you can use some of those. And then after that, we'll get into Straight Outta Context, Nick D. Show Spies, and kick it all off with You Big Dummy. Fly Jams Friday coming up, too, all right, on WGN.